The Business School, a speech in 1924, published in the magazine Commercial Perspectives. I am convinced that my comparison of the business college with the evening business school, not evening courses, led to a lively debate, and I would appreciate if you published the following contribution in your esteemed newspaper. It is encouraging that your writer agrees with me that institutions of commercial studies should be reformed. Conversely, I fully agree with him that, as in any other profession, the knowledge of commercial theories is useful and that it contributes to a successful start in professional life. The only thing I hold against the business colleges is the fact that while acquiring theoretical knowledge, their students are prevented from developing other qualities, resourcefulness, etc., definitely more useful to the future businessman. At the present time, the life of the business college students resembles very much the life of their colleagues at the universities. Yet, the life of a businessman is entirely different from the life of a priest, a professor, lawyer, etc. A businessman's life is hard and difficult. His working days are incomparably longer than those of the professional people. A businessman's day is a constant struggle with hours, with time. A man who starts this difficult life at the age of 22 will hardly be able to adjust to it. Therefore, business college graduates can most often be found in government services or in banks and bureaucratically managed large industrial corporations. Only a negligible percentage of them joins purely commercial enterprises. There are many Czech cities where a Czech industrialist or a Czech businessman did not succeed due to the fact that he tried to copy the life of the bureaucrats leading the local society. It is difficult to find the right way of educating young people to become entrepreneurs, whether independent or employed in larger associations. In any case, it is advisable that the administrators of business colleges compare the life of their students with that of business apprentices learning by practical experience, and that they try to adjust it to the life of a future businessman. It will then become obvious that 2 months of vacation, actually 3 months with Christmas and Easter holidays added, are useless for a 16 to 18 years old young man and at a variance with the life he is expected to lead. Even after many years of activity, an independent businessman can indeed hardly afford such long vacation, may he need it for serious reasons. The job of a practicing businessman is approximately as difficult as that of a tightrope walker. If we teach a youngster in theory the laws of gravity and balance, and send him then at the age of 22 to learn his living by tightrope walking, we will find out that two things will prevent him from applying in practice the theory he learnt. His limbs will be already too old by then, and therefore he would not even think of it to expose those limbs to such danger. The purpose of the business colleges is to teach their students to create values by honest work, an entirely different purpose, indeed, from the followed by other academic institutions. Therefore, the business college students also must lead an entirely different life than all the other academicians. It must be obvious at the business college campus that already a 7-year-old boy wanting to succeed in life must learn and practice to create values, that is, to earn money. We can find this attitude in most Western countries, not only with children of businessmen, but of lawyers and professors as well. A 22-year-old graduate of a business college should get the worst grade if he did not yet create any values, if he used his vacations for leisure purposes only, and was living solely on the allowance from his parents.